This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, January 3rd, brought to you by Curious Plot. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. With 218 votes, Representative Mike Johnson reelected as House Speaker. In the end, only one GOP lawmaker did not vote for the Louisiana Republican. Representative Tom Massey of Kentucky, who had vowed he would not support the incumbent over issues including deficit spending and privacy. Representative Ralph Norman of South Carolina and Representative Keith Self of Texas also voted against Johnson, but then changed their vote following pressure from President-elect Donald Trump. Both are members of the hardline House Freedom Caucus, which has been critical of Johnson. In his first speech, Johnson vowed to, quote, reject business as usual, saying under the Republican majority, quote, we're going to drastically cut back the size and scope of government. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries said House Democrats would work with Republicans on securing the border and lowering costs for everyday people. Jeffries said, quote, America is too expensive. Jeffries also said he would work to stop any Republican efforts to limit Social Security and Medicare. The Los Angeles Times reports today that recent mutations in the H5N1 virus are, quote, worrisome. Genetic analysis of the virus that infected a Canadian teenager who was infected with the bird flu in early November have now been revealed. A genetic analysis of the virus that infected her body showed ominous mutations that researchers suggest potentially allowed it to target human cells more easily and cause severe disease. The case was published this week in a special edition of the New England Journal of Medicine that explored H5N1 cases from 2024 in North America. In another study, public health officials from across the U.S., from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, as well as state and local health departments, chronicled the 46 human cases that occurred between March and October. The Biden administration today announcing it would award over $300 million more to address avian influenza cases in humans, especially livestock workers. The funding comes as the administration has drawn criticism in its efforts to control the H5N1 highly pathogenic avian influenza in both poultry and dairy cows. The New York Times noted the timing of the funding reflects concerns among senior health officials that the incoming Trump administration might move to cut the budgets of major health agencies. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy proposed warning labels on alcoholic drinks today. His advisory comes as research and evidence mounts about the bad effects that alcohol has on human health. Murthy said Americans should be better informed about the link between alcohol and cancer, arguing that alcohol consumption is to blame for nearly 1 million preventable cancer cases in the U.S. over the last decade. Bottles of beer, wine, and liquor already carry warning labels about the risk of birth defects when a pregnant woman consumes alcohol. But Murthy's proposed label would go even further, raising awareness about the risk for cancer as well. Governor Gavin Newsom of California targeting food additives and access to fresh fruits and vegetables in an executive order today. Newsom directing the California Department of Public Health and the Office of Environmental Health Hazard Assessment to investigate the harms of ultra-processed foods. The order follows two bills signed into law on legislative food dyes, including a September ban on 6 chemical food dyes in K-12 school lunches. The Center for Science and the Public Interest supported the governor's move. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Curious Plot. Curious Plot is a full-service marketing, communications, and consulting agency. Curious Plot is driven to find what's next for food and agriculture clients. Learn more online at curiousplot.agency. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.